welcome to a special edition of the Cross Lutheran Church and School podcast. Today we had the great honor and opportunity to meet Mr. Dan Cathy. He is the CEO of Chick-fil-A Corporation. This interview was conducted this afternoon between 12:30 and 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It is a recording of a live interview. We were live at the restaurant, so you will hear some people in the background because, as is the case almost 6 days a week, every 6 days a week, Chick-fil-A was packed. And we hope you enjoy our interview with Mr. Cathy. So honored to be joined by Mr. Cathy. Mr. Cathy, your restaurant, Chick-fil-A here in New Braunfels, has been just a tremendous community partner to our church and school. Why is that such a big part of Chick-fil-A culture?
Well, it's actually because it goes all the way back to our corporate purpose of why we're in business. And our corporate purpose is to glorify God by being a faithful steward of all that's entrusted to us and have a positive influence on all that come in contact with Chick-fil-A. So the business has given us a tremendous platform to impact people's lives. We want to be a good steward of not just the equipment, but also the people, leadership. And then if we're careful to acknowledge the Lord in all our ways, He'll direct our paths, as Solomon reminds us in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. So it's worked for the first 70 years, and so we're going to keep it up.
I agree.
Nice. Okay, next question. What is your favorite item on the Chick-fil-A menu?
Oh, my goodness. That's a good question. It actually varies. When we redid our chicken salad a number of years ago, I got camped out on that. And then this past year, 2015, it was our char-grilled club sandwich with the bacon and the egg and the cheese and so forth. And now my new favorite is the super food side that we've got. That's got the kale, the broccolini, has a real nice lemon vinaigrette dressing on top of it with some nuts and all on the side. And it's very, very tasty. And people have been so excited about it. I took it home to my wife here. We just added it to our menu about 2 weeks ago.
I just saw it the first time yesterday.
And it's a hit.
It does look good, and I love a good salad. Now, when you're not at work, I read your bio. You do a lot of very interesting things. Yeah. What are some of your favorite hobbies and passions when you're not at the restaurant?
Well, I was just sharing. I was to a friend that's here I just met that's involved in landscaping. So I love plants and landscaping. I've got my own little nursery operation. I've been involved in that since I was a child. I do our own cuttings and divisions. Also play the trumpet. I'm very passionate about the trumpet. I practice every day. In fact, I practiced this morning before I left to fly out here. I carry it with me wherever I go so I can practice and stay in shape. Enjoy aviation, photography, videography. I just have a lot of interest. But that helps me be good at what I do.
Now, before we go to the last question, we were just up in Dallas. I travel with two musicians, and we put on these big corporate events, and we put on a live musical performance to make the point that
I'm available.
We would love to have you. We've got a singer-songwriter, an electric violin, and I've always said a trumpet or a trombone or some brass would really round out that arrangement very nicely. But we just talk about the great performance that you have to put on every day for your audience, and you've got a great audience here today, so I thought that was really cool that you're into music. So Kiki's got our final question for you.
Okay. I'm in 8th grade at Cross Lutheran School, and besides eat more chicken, what advice do you have for kids my age for starting their own business?
Well, Kiki, that's a great question, and it's a question a lot of young people should consider, because some of the great business icons that we know today started, Kiki, as youngsters. In fact, my dad's own story. He started selling Coca-Colas door-to-door when he was only 8 or 9 years old, and he made a profit every time he sold those Cokes. So it's fun to be in business for yourself. A lot of folks never know. You can either work for somebody else or you can work for yourself. You can be an entrepreneur or you can be an employee. And once you taste making a profit, it's a whole lot more fun than just working by the hour on an hourly basis. It requires a lot of discipline. You have to have a lot of self-initiative. Get yourself up and going. You have to have a lot of peripheral vision to see a lot of things that are around you. But you just pray. Ask God to give you wisdom. I love this verse, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I quote it often, but it's a great verse for business people. And it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. You're never going to figure it out, Kiki. Let me just tell you, if you had the wisdom of Jack Welch, who runs GE for many years, or Steve Jobs, or whoever else, other great business icons out there, you're never going to be smart enough. So just give up and say, God, and then the verse 6, he says, in all your ways you acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. And that's worked for us for 70 years, and that would be my advice to you too.
Awesome. My favorite Bible passage is Ephesians 2:22, and you two are being built together into a dwelling place in which God lives by His Spirit. Thank you for this beautiful brand that you're building. Thank you for glorifying God in everything you do. A tremendous Christian witness to our parents and students across Lutheran Church and School. And thank you so much for joining us today.
And most of all, remember to eat more chicken.
Eat more chicken.
Yay!
And we will wrap it up right after this.
This is Principal Corey Brandenburger, and you're listening to The Crosscast.
Wow. Did you ever thought when you started listening to the Crosscast that you'd get a chance to visit one-on-one with the CEO of Chick-fil-A, a restaurant that we love at Cross Lutheran? After Outdoor Ed, we always go over to Chick-fil-A. I've got my Chick-fil-A sweet tea. I got it, Josie DeSaro. I got the sweet tea. Been enjoying it here. Couldn't drink it while I was doing the show. However, a big time shout out thanks to everybody at Chick-fil-A at West Point Village, Mr. and Mrs. Hal Leedy, their son Ryan Leedy, who's up there all the time. Big shout out and thanks to the folks out at Chick-fil-A Corporate. Cheryl Rexroad was not kind enough to call me today and help me get some things squared away in preparation for the broadcast. And of course, much love out to Cross Lutheran Church and School, Pastor Dan Fraker, Don Fraker, Principal Corey Brandenburger, and Miss Kathleen Patch, who led our young people out of class today for what I'm convinced is a once-in-a-lifetime experience to meet a humble and godly man. A lot of people there at Chick-fil-A did not know who he was, and on one occasion I saw him actually clear a table. Nobody was taking pictures of it. It was not a photo op. He was just a good and godly and humble man, and if you're out there wondering what you should have for lunch, and you know it's a Wednesday or a Thursday, you hadn't been to church in a while, and you're thinking, what can I do to glorify God? You know exactly what you can do. You can support a great Christian business. The Chick-fil-A up at West Point Village has been so kind to Cross Lutheran Church and School. Hey, listen, folks, thank you so much for listening, and of course, a super duper shout out to my co-host, Miss Kiki Culpepper. And until next we speak, we'll talk to you all next week. Take care. Bye. Children of God, sing your song.